Reformed Church.
I've been thinking about something recently, kind of on and off, and it's you know, like when you've heard something before, but the Lord just makes it real in your mind, and He's really, there's a difference between just sort of merely agreeing with something in your mind, if you hear someone say it, and then when you kind of have a revelation of it in your own mind. I'll submit this as sort of an opinion, but in my opinion, when you really start believing something to what the Bible would call like a full assurance of understanding, there's a really cool expectation that naturally comes along with that. I remember when the Lord was first teaching me on about power to wealth, and you know, I know that people have heard wealth taught wrong so many times before, so I'm not going to try to give all the caveats for how we teach wealth here, but when the Lord was first starting to teach me that, I knew something changed in my mind because my expectation for my financial future changed. Like, I started expecting it, and I was like, oh, of course that's going to happen in my life. And I think that's natural for the Holy Spirit to kind of give you an expectation of something when you really start believing it. And something similar happened to me with the concept of youth, the Lord renewing our youth. And I just want to tell you this too, even with young people in here right now, everybody needs that. Okay, if you're 3 years old, if you're 2 years old, you need the Lord's youth. Because a one-year-old without Jesus is corruptible, okay? But the Lord's youth is incorruptible. So you need the Lord's youth. Everybody needs the Lord's youth. And sometimes for a young person, you may think that it's not relevant. The Lord's youth, though, is incorruptible, and there's so much I could say about that. But let me just read you something real quick that just one of the scriptures that the Lord's been using to show me things regarding youth. And like I said, that's one of those topics where like I've actually just really, it's become real enough in my mind at least that I've been expecting that for my own life. To, you know, sometimes if you're sick, people will pray to God regarding healing. People will pray over other people regarding healing, but we don't see prayer for people regarding youth very frequently, right? And a lot of people don't think about either praying for someone regarding youth or believing the Lord that that's something He can do. And I'm talking about actual youth. I don't mean like being young at heart. I don't mean age is just a number. I mean actual youth where your body, the strength and vitality of your body doesn't reverse to your youth, the days of your youth, but is revived in the Lord's youth where wrinkles on your face go away, gray hair turns to color again. Like I'm talking about actual youth, right? That's a promise from the Lord, just as real as healing is or anything else. Ultimately, the quickest way to prove that to you is that we're joint heirs with Jesus. Like Miss Lindsay just prayed, we're joint heirs with Jesus. So if Jesus has it, we have it. It's the easiest way to settle any differences about your inheritance. If you're a joint heir with Jesus, let's look at Jesus and see what He has. And the Bible says He's not growing old. The Bible actually says that He's young. And so Hebrews says this, but Hebrews, I think it's Hebrews chapter 1 in particular, 1 or 2, quotes Psalms 102. So I just want to read you Psalm 102 quick and I'll let you go. But Psalm 102, read the whole chapter. Really, really important. But Psalm 102, verse 25 in particular, it just says, of old you have laid the foundation of the earth and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you endure. They shall perish, meaning like the heavens and the earth. They will perish, but you endure. Because enduring is the opposite of perishing, right? Perishing means that you're finite. Enduring means you continue on, right? And aging is just a process. It's a finite process that really is the process of death, just like sicknesses or hurt or pain or anything like that. And He says, they will perish, but you endure. This is talking about Jesus, just so you know. And as you see Jesus portrayed, you have to relate to that if you're a joint heir with Him. Here's the truth. If you don't relate with Jesus, you don't believe you're a joint heir with Him. You can't say both at the same time. I understand a lot of people are offended by things that we say at this church regarding how we relate to Jesus. You're entitled to be offended, but you also simultaneously cannot say you're a joint heir with Jesus if you're going to be offended when someone tells you something Jesus inherited in His resurrection and says you inherit the same thing. That's what joint heir means. It means you inherit the same things, right? So we look at Jesus like our mirror, 2 Corinthians 3:18. So it's talking about Jesus. We have to apply it not to our body. Your body may not be reflecting these verses right now, but you have this inside of you right now. It's ready for your body. It's ready for your body. We have access through Jesus, okay? Romans 5:2. We have access through Jesus to all this grace. They perish, but you endure. These are your qualities with Jesus. Yea, all of them shall wax old or grow old like a garment. And as a vesture, you shall change them and they shall be changed. Meaning everything in earth in this fallen creation grows old and changes. And he says, and they shall be changed, verse 27, but you are the same, and your ears, well, his ears too, but your years shall have no end. Look at verse 26 again, though. It says, they will wax old like a garment, and they will be changed. I can't linger on this too long, but let me just tell you this, that oldness, the word old, can be used in two different ways in the Bible. If you want more information on this, just look at the Young Like Jesus article series that we have online, Young Like Jesus. That will explain it to you, okay? But for time, let me just say that the word old can mean two different things in the Bible. It can mean a lot of time has passed. Old means things have progressed in time, or old can mean things have progressed in quality. I proved that a little bit more in that article series, but things have progressed in time, or things have progressed in quality. So the Lord, for instance, is called the Ancient of Days. He's old in time. You'll call him ancient. And yet this scripture is saying that he's not old. It says they will grow old like a garment and they'll be changed. But then verse 27 says, but you are the same. In contrast to these things growing old, you are the same. What is the word same referring to? It's a word referring to the quality of Jesus, that he is the same, right? Time has passed, yet he is the same. So he has not progressed in his quality, if you follow me on this, right? Has Jesus ever progressed in the quality of who he is, in his nature? He's never progressed or changed. He's stayed at in his beginning state, right? In his beginning state is the way he will always be. Or rather, maybe the better way to say it is the state in which he is today, he will always be. He's always the same. His state in which he's in, his nature, his quality of his being, even of his body today in his glorified body, does not progress or change as the years progress, right? And so that's the call that we have on the inside of us, is we have a nature inside of us that does not change. And the Lord's youth is that which does not progress or grow old in quality. The Lord is very old in years, but I've like so much to say about this particular point, but years is not what makes a body age. Years going by is not what deteriorates a body. Sometimes we think time is what does that. Time doesn't do that, because if you look at the Lord, time has gone by. 2,000 years has gone by since his resurrection. He still looks the same. He's in his beginning state from the day he was raised from the dead. His body is still in that state today. So years have progressed, and yet he has not deteriorated. We're used to time deteriorating. We're used to it. So much so that we will owe deterioration to time. But actually, deterioration comes because of sin. Jesus, because if sin had never entered the world, there would be no deterioration. Adam would still be today. After probably people estimate around 6,000 years ago, he would still be today. Time does not deteriorate. Sin coming into the world deteriorated. And I just so you know, I don't mean you sinning is what deteriorates a body. Adam's sin that passed on to this whole world is what deteriorates this world. Jesus is sinless. And because death and aging and all that comes through sin, and Jesus has no sin, what does he also not have? He also doesn't have death and deterioration. And we, through Jesus, I feel like I'm kind of so full of these things, I want to say more, but to sort of start wrapping this up, because we have no sin inside of us, we don't have the sin of Adam in us anymore. We've been cleansed of sin by the Lamb of God. Because we have Jesus' same righteousness, we're entitled to his same youth and sameness and immortality that he has, and we've been disqualified regarding the death and corruption and aging of this world. And so, again, I've kind of given you sort of a shotgun fire of like a scattered view of a bunch of different thoughts there, but I just want you to press into that thought regarding youth, that Jesus' hair is not changing, his face is not changing, his strength is not changing, he is not growing more feeble, and you need to stop relating to those things also. We need to stop relating to those things. I don't care what your body looks like. You need to stop relating to those things, because if you were to read that passage again about all these things will be changed and they'll grow old, but you are the same, if it's said about Jesus, then you can say it about yourself. In your spirit first, and then those qualities will manifest to your body. You know what? These things will be changed and these things grow old. The world grows old, but I'm young. If you can't say that you're young, you don't know who you are in Christ, because he says he's young. The Bible just says right there, doesn't use the word young, it just contrasted him with old. It said, they're old, but you're the same. Because being the same is the opposite of being old. Old means you've progressed, you've changed. That's what old is. decay. Being the same means I'm in my beginning state. The same way that Jesus was when he rose from the dead is the same way he is right now. That sameness is what we have as well. So I just want you to just think about that, meditate on that. Youth is just as relevant to you as healing or any other thing that the church talks about. You can pray for people regarding youth. You can believe these things yourself. And I expect that in my life, to see youth in my life. The Lord's given me prophecies. You might if I just say one more thing on this? Remember I started out telling you that when you believe something enough, like I really, in my opinion, I believe that it culminates in an expectation for your life. Where you say, you know, I believe this so much, like, man, you start relating to it so much, you're like, of course I'm going to see this in my life. How would I not see this in my life? It sort of ends in that. The Lord's taught me in this church, of course, about these things for a while now. But more recently, the prophecies from the Lord have picked up in my own mind about miracles of youth, and that's actually been reflected in certain things that I've said even at church recently. If you actually type the term miracles of youth in our website, you'll see a few prophecies recently that have gone forth about that. But that's picked up in my own mind recently. And I believe that's because the Lord establishes something in your mind enough, then he says, hey, if you believe, you're going to see the glory of God. So if you get to a point of your belief regarding youth, for instance, the Lord's going to start telling you things like, you know what, you're going to see miracles of youth. People that are older and people think that they're 18. The Lord's told me that before, that people will look and say, oh, like that person's 18, and they're not. They're much older than that in years because, again, we're used to deterioration happening with time, but that's not the way it is with Jesus, and therefore it's not the way it is with us, right? So it happens. It happens. It's a real thing. And you know, if you got to be the first one in your family to believe something, then who cares? Then be the first one to believe it then. You're accountable to God for what you believe, not anybody else. At the end of the age, you're not going to stand before anybody else and answer for what you believe. I'm going to answer to the Lord. You're going to answer to the Lord and say, did I believe the good news you gave me? So I don't care what someone else thinks. If someone else, if everyone in this room, which of course I know that we're receptive here, but even if everyone in the room and everyone in the whole world says, you know, Pastor, you're crazy. That's not what I believe. And if people are telling you the same thing, you know what? So I'm not accountable to you for what I believe. You're not the bearer of the good news. The Lord is. He gave me the good news, and I'm accountable to him to believe it. So I'm going to believe it, and I'll see it then. And then again, if you get old enough where you want me to pray for you, then let me know, and I'll pray for you. But sometimes people, they're not seeing how good the good news is, but if you see how good the good news is, then you receive it, right? And so good for you. It's such an awesome thing that, you know what, who cares what someone else believes? This is a truth in Scripture. We're joint heirs with Jesus. We need to start relating with who Jesus is, right? Youth is one of those things. Like I said, that's for young people. That's for, you know, older people in years in here. That's like whatever it is. We're all the same, of the same age and of the same youth in Jesus. And, you know, we got to start relating to that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.